Good morning, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome to UBS's Top of the Morning podcast. So it would be fair to say that heading into the Q2 corporate earnings season, expectations were quite low in as much as the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic to corporate profits would be revealed. However, as the reports have been coming in, a different picture has been painted. So we're going to dive into that a bit further during today's conversation. And joining me here on the line for the conversation, pleased to welcome back David Lefkowitz. David is the head of equities for the Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office. So David, good morning to you. Welcome back and looking forward to our conversation today.
Yeah, likewise, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And hopefully I did not give too much away already, but David, maybe as a starting point, can you first perhaps remind us of your expectations heading into the Q2 reporting season?
Yeah, sure, Dan. I mean, look, we knew this was going to be a difficult quarter, right? Because the bulk of the tightest social distancing rules were in effect in the second quarter. So, you know, we knew this was going to be a very challenging earnings season. And, you know, our initial thinking ahead of earnings season was that we could see an earnings decline on a year-over-year basis of about 40%. Now, that was a little bit better than the bottom-up consensus before earnings, which were looking for a decline of 45%. But I should say, you know, if you recall back to the first quarter of this year, the prior reporting season, many companies were not providing guidance. So I would say the error bands around everyone's expectations were pretty wide. But we and the market were thinking it was going to be a very challenging quarter.
David, appreciate that backdrop. So fast forward to today, now that roughly three quarters or so of the S&P 500 have reported, how have the results been shaping up relative to the expectations that you just outlined for us?
Yeah, so, you know, results, and I think you kind of alluded to this, I mean, they've been much, much better than we expected, and frankly, much better. The earnings beats have been much higher than any quarter in our data that goes back to, about 15 years or so. So companies in aggregate are beating estimates by almost 20% on the bottom line. Yeah, this is something that's literally off the charts. Usually companies beat by about 3%. So, you know, a huge scope in terms of the beats. And sales are also coming in better than expected. Sales have been about 3% better than bottom-up expectations. And that compares to a typical quarter where we see sales coming in about 0.5% better than expected. And, you know, while the mega cap growth companies have certainly gotten a lot of the airtime and the publicity around, you know, how good those results have been for those companies, it's pretty broad based. 80% of companies are beating estimates. So, you know, the vast majority are doing that. And the median company is beating by 16%. So it's a pretty broad set of earnings beats. And as a result, our estimates were just too conservative. And, you know, it's still going to be a quarter for the history books. Earnings will be down about 35%. But again, that's better than what we were thinking, down 40. And again, that's the bottom-up consensus going into reporting season was looking for down 45. So down 35 for the quarter, it looks like, is where we'll end up.
Looking further out a bit, David, do we have a sense at this time for what estimates might look like for, say, Q3?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is the other really interesting thing, is that not only are companies beating for the second quarter, as we just talked about, but we're seeing follow-through for subsequent quarters. So, so far for the third quarter, during earnings season, we've seen third quarter estimates rise about 3.5%. That is very unusual as well. Usually estimates fall for the upcoming quarter by about a similar magnitude, 3% decline. You know, companies typically lower the bar and then they beat that lowered bar. So it's a pretty encouraging set of data that we're looking at, because estimates are actually rising for the third quarter. Now, that being said, you know, it's still going to be tough, and we're still, you know, thinking that earnings will be down at least 20% in the third quarter. That's better than down 35, as we were just talking about for the second quarter. But I would say, you know, on average, and not only on average, but, you know, it's across the board, for the most part, analysts were just too conservative, and even, you know, our numbers were probably too low, both for the second quarter and for the third quarter.
David, from your vantage point, what would you say are the factors at play that explain this all, this better than expected Q2 reporting performance, coupled with the estimates we've been hearing for Q3?
Yeah, I think there were a couple things that have led to the, you know, surprising level of earnings beats. I mean, I think in the first case, we just talked about the fact that, you know, not many companies gave guidance. So it was a little bit more challenging than normal for analysts to make an assessment about the upcoming quarters. But I think just more broadly, I think analysts, you know, and just in Wall Street in general, probably got a bit too pessimistic about what was happening in the economy. And you've seen this, a similar type of thing in the broad economic data. You know, the economic data itself, if you think about things like what's been happening in the labor market, you look at the jobs reports over the last few months, they've been much better than expected. So that's just one example. So Wall Street's ability to forecast just the current environment has not been very good, quite frankly, and for the most part, data both at the macro level and the company specific level has been coming in much better than expected. And I think part of what explains this is that I think most analysts, whether they be sort of top down analysts or company specific analysts, you know, likely just estimated the impact of the massive government stimulus. We've been talking about this a lot. You know, trillions of dollars have been pumped into the economy via the Fed as well as Congress, and obviously Congress is negotiating another round of stimulus as we speak right now. And I think a lot of people just didn't fully appreciate sort of how important that was going to be. And just to underscore this point, I mean, the very common refrain we heard from management teams during earnings season was that the outlook is still very contingent on continued government support. So a lot of companies talked about, you know, still not having a lot of visibility, but how important the outlook is to continued additional support from Congress in order to sustain the recovery. So I think that likely explains a lot of the upward surprises, the massive amount of government support.
To that point, David, I know as we speak, negotiations are continuing in Washington with respect to a phase 4 COVID-19 relief bill. So still some unknowns out there in terms of how that might play out. But given all of this, David, what are your expectations now for earnings growth in coming quarters?
Yeah, just to level set, I mean, we do think that there will be another bill that comes through. You know, the Democrats and Republicans are basically negotiating on some of the details and the ultimate size. You know, we think a bill in the 1.3, 1.5 trillion looks pretty likely. The Republicans have, you know, initially said 1 trillion. The Democrats, I think, had a very optimistic view of maybe 3 trillion several weeks ago, but something in the mid, you know, one range in trillion in terms of support looks pretty likely. Just to put some of those numbers in perspective, that's huge, and it's 7% of GDP, so these are very large numbers that we're talking about. So that's gonna, when that comes through, if it comes through, we think it will, that'll continue to help sustain the recovery we've seen. But look, the outlook for earnings continues to be very contingent on that, the government stimulus, and it's very likely that we probably will need additional government stimulus after this current round is completed. It may not be till after the election or perhaps in early 2021, but it does look like more will be needed. And the other, obviously the other variable here is just the virus itself and how well we do in terms of containing it. So, you know, as we think about this and how this all plays out in earnings, we think for 2020, our estimate is that earnings will be down about 26% in 2020. That could be a little bit low because of the earnings beats and the increase in the forward guidance that we're seeing. You know, it's still a pretty difficult environment, though. And then for 2021, it's just going to be very contingent on those factors that I was just talking about. What happens with the virus, how successful the medical community is in terms of coming up with therapeutics. Obviously, a vaccine is hugely important here. But we do think that our base case, we will see success in terms of therapeutics and especially a vaccine. And therefore, we will see a continued good rebound in earnings. We're looking for growth of 28% in 2021, but again, highly contingent on the virus and additional government stimulus. And all this is good news for the equity market. I mean, that has been a key driver of the rally we've seen since March, and the results that we've seen so far definitely would lend support to the rally that we have seen.
Okay, well, David, great catching up with you this morning, and thank you for joining us on the Top of the Morning podcast to help make sense of what is turning out to be a better-than-expected Q2 reporting season, explaining for us the factors at play behind the results and providing an outlook for what earnings might look like in quarters to come. So great conversation as always, David, and we'll look forward to doing it again soon.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, David. And again, this morning we have been joined by David Lefkowitz, the head of equities for the Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office. Before we close out, I do want to point out to you that there are many publications and blogs available now for you up on UBS Online Services, and that does include the blog that David has been referencing this morning, title of which is Blowout Earnings Beats, Estimates Going Up. So for UBS clients, please be sure to reach out to your financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy of David's blog directly, though as I mentioned, David's blog is now located for you to reference up on UBS Online Services. Top of the Morning will be back again for you tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everyone.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.